Did you know you were the chosen one? Did you know you'd be God's only son? Did you realize at your birth how much your precious life was worth?
Welcome back to In the Moment. The women of Angelic, you hear them there singing the song Simple Prayer. They've been making music together long enough to sell out shows every holiday in South Dakota. This year, their annual holiday concert is called A Woman Sits Quietly Beneath. It's a reference to Mary, who at various times in her life sat at the feet of an angel, sat beneath a star, sat beneath a cross. Three of the six current members of Angelic joined me in the studio yesterday afternoon. Here's my conversation with Beth Boyens, Molly Jo Van Meetren, and Cara Pliska.
We're doing our annual Christmas concert at the District. It's on Saturday, December 9th. 6:30 is the social hour, 7:30 is the concert. We'll have Bangelic there, all the guys and one girl.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets called a guy because she's with everybody. And that's our big kickoff to Christmas for us and our big moneymaker so we can make another CD.
Yeah.
All right, so you said Bangelic and Angelic, so let's start from the beginning.
So Angelic has an unusual spelling. It's, well, it used to be a capital A, lowercase n, capital J, lowercase e, capital L, lowercase I, and a capital C. And all of the capital letters represented the four original members. So it was Amy, Jenny, Laura, and Cara. So Jenny Hefty, Amy Lorenzen, who are no longer with the group, but good supporters of us still. And I guess that was just how we came up with the unique spelling of the name. And it's changed over time. Members have come and gone.
Right. What was the original idea?
It's the same, just Christmas music. And I guess initially it was just to be a cappella. For the first CD, we had no music behind us. It was all a cappella.
When did you add Bangelic, the band?
Yeah, we've been sort of slowly adding musicians over time. You know, first it was just Laura on piano, and then we added a couple guitars, and then it just keeps growing. Yeah. You know, we've had violins and trumpets and flutes and cello and drums and, you know, and that configuration changes every concert season too, sort of depending on who's available. But they're all our friends, and it's just so much fun to play with such a talented group of musicians.
Cara, tell me, when you first started with the voices together, could you imagine that you would be able to add all that in the future? Could you have done that then and just decided not to, or has it sort of been year after year, well, now we've done this, let's do one more thing?
It has absolutely been year after year. What can we build on? Here's a new idea. How can we, you know, improve? Or, you know, initially when we started putting instrumentation in, it was just sometimes just recorded off of a keyboard, mm-hmm. a trumpet sound or a violin sound. And then as we've moved along and made a little few more bucks to add to our CD expenses, we've hired our friends to be our in-studio musicians.
And then we've just gotten spoiled because, you know, the real thing sounds so much better than the digital. So then that's what we just want all the time.
Now, all of you have these really complicated professional lives and these deeply enriching personal lives. This is sort of a labor of love to come together around the holidays. Molly, talk a little bit about that, what that means.
Yeah, well, there's six of us in the group. Two of them have no children, but between the other four, we have 14 kids.
Wow.
So we used to kind of sing all year round at different, like 4th of July. I can remember doing a couple things.
Yeah. Valentine's Day.
But we didn't have time. And as the kids are getting older, I think Annie's are the youngest, so mm-hmm. she's got a 3-year-old. And then we go all the way up. My daughter's the oldest, 24 and married. We got a plethora of teenagers and kids in the middle of that. There just wasn't a lot of time. And Christmas was our favorite stuff to do.
Yeah.
When I joined Angelic, it was I think 2 weeks before we did the first CD. And they sang at my wedding. and I was friends with everybody, obviously. And it's, I think that whole CD is about 10 minutes long. No, we don't even make it anymore. But we still pull stuff out of that to do. It's just become this, now it's become, we've made a couple CDs, and now it's, everybody's all upset we're not having one this year. We just didn't have time. We try to do every other year, but it's just become this labor of love. We love to do it, and it's really the only thing I'm doing theater-wise anymore, because I just don't have time.
Right. Beth, it's an event for the fans of Angelic. They look forward to it. You put it on Facebook. They're snatching up tickets. Tell me about the audience reaction. There's a lot of your friends in the audience. It feels like a big family.
Yeah, it really does. Friends and family and friends of family. And, you know, I mean, it has grown. Last year we were amazed at how many new people we had in the audience, you know, sort of unfamiliar faces. Or familiar faces, but who hadn't been at our concerts before. And it's always fun to bring in new people, but it certainly feels, it's just a very supportive kind of audience. And so singing for them is sort of like singing with them, mm-hmm. you know. It's definitely a give and take and... Yeah.
Do they sing along, Cara? They can't help it sometimes, I bet.
I suppose some people are tapping their toes and singing along.
We're pretty sure our kids all know the words to every song. Yeah.
For sure. They have
the other thing that's really great about our concert is Becky Simon comes back. We fly her back from Florida because she's moved to Florida and she's a Sioux Falls native. And she makes the concert just as good as us singing. She's very religious and just... She's totally full of joy. I can't even describe her any other way. Like, she walks in the room, you just feel it. Mm-hmm. And everybody keeps asking, is she going to be back? Is she going to be back? She's coming back. She's
what's her role?
She's the MC.
Oh, okay.
So and she's hilarious. Yeah. So she gets here Thursday. So we're very excited about that, too.
Yeah. I want to talk about the kids a little bit. Because, you know, Molly, you mentioned your oldest being 24. Mm-hmm. What do you hear from your kids about this time of year and the concert itself, the music, the friendship? Let's talk about what sort of example you're setting for them. Cara, you start.
Well, I think for my kids to see me still pursuing music and something that I definitely love is good for them, and I think that they understand that, and they're both very musically inclined too. Their dad is a musician. But they do at fourth grade and second grade, they have something to say about me being gone a lot too during this time and the nights that I don't get home until they're in bed. But, you know, you pop a CD in and they are joyful singing and they love to come to the concert and they love these women that I sing with and their kids. And, you know, it's a good, tie into somebody else's life and to learn something about other people. And so I'm really grateful that they are part of that experience.
Molly, as they get older, do they look back at this time?
Yeah, I think Sadie sang on our second CD and she was like 8 or 9. She sang a verse for us in her cute little voice, and she sings better than I do now. Yeah, my kids don't know any different. I think I had just had Luke when I joined, and then I had two more after that. So my son Luke has autism, and he listens to Come Inside, because that's his favorite song, about 900 times. And every time says, Mom, when do you have the solo? He knows, but that's just what he does. They all listen to him. It's just kind of, are you going to practice again? That's just how it is. My kids love to come to the concerts. Mitch is my salesman. And he's super cute, so he sells a lot of CDs for us. But he's a real math wizard, and he likes that part of it. Sadie and Bree have danced for us before. I mean, it's just kind of, it's the norm. Mm-hmm. So if we didn't do it, they'd be like, why aren't you singing? So, yeah, it's just norm in our house, and we listen to Christmas sometimes all year round if we're recording. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm. Beth, talk a little bit about getting together as a group. You might see each other, you might not all be in the same room for quite some time and then get together. Where's that, when is that moment where you just settle in and say, yep, it's still here? Is it when you start singing? Is it when you walk in the door?
And it's pretty much when we walk in the door, and oftentimes we don't even start singing for a good 45 minutes because there's conversation to be had, right? And, you know, Cara and Laura work together, but the rest of us, I mean, really, this is when I see my friends that I sing with. And really the singing is sort of just the bonus to being spending time with my friends. And we pick up right where we left off. There's always laughter and tears and conversation, and then the singing comes. And I think the music comes out of all of that.
Right.
Cara, how much rehearsal time is spent actually rehearsing?
Well,
depends on the day.
We say it's an hour and a half each week, but I mean, I think we tend to probably go over a little bit because of that conversation that happens first. But especially when we're learning new music, it's, you know, like any musician knows, it's tedious. It's a long process sometimes.
Well, and I don't know if anybody knows this, but Laura doesn't write music out for us. So literally, I've had people call and ask for music. I'm like, yeah, we don't have any. We have words is what we have, and she has an idea. And we never have any notes written down unless we write them down ourselves. So as we're getting older, I have found out 1 week we'll do a song, and then we get back to it a couple weeks later, and we don't remember what we did. So now, thank God for smartphones, because we are recording them now. Okay. But we don't have any music in front of us. It's all how we feel and what we do, and if it doesn't work, we try something else and make it work. I mean, we've had that with a couple new songs for the concert we're doing, and we were like, ugh, it's just not jiving, and we fixed it, and it's different now. So that's an ongoing all the time, and I think because the six of us have been together for a long time, it's a little easier to get into that process.
Right. When we talk about Laura, we should say Laura Jaden.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So one of the original members of the group.
Right. She's the reason we have music.
Yeah. She Period. Is definitely the creative magician behind it all.
How so? Talk about Laura for a little bit. She's not here. Let's talk about her.
Yeah, let's talk about her. Well, I mean, Laura is just an incredibly talented and inspired human being. And she really... I mean, there would be no Angelic without Laura.
She
writes the original music. She arranges, you know, the traditional familiar tunes that we sing. She pulls the band together. Mm-hmm. I just feel blessed to be able to be a small part of the process and to sort of help the music that she hears in her head come out for other people to hear.
The upcoming show, give me an idea of what people can expect musically.
I think that you can expect to be touched by some more poignant emotional songs. There will be a ton of laughter. We have some traditional upbeat music. We've kind of gone away from just always being singing together. So we have some solos that feature the individual members of the group. And of course, to have the band behind us, that live feel is even more so with live musicians. And we'll have lights. We're on a big stage at the district. It's really great. It's fun. So,
are there certain songs, Molly, that everybody wants to hear year after year? Are there certain things that you say, you know, we can't leave that off the program? We have to include it.
We have a few that's happened. As we've gotten more repertoire of songs, we were just talking yesterday, we're so worried about memorizing words because we've got some new songs, but we literally have probably 130 songs that we know the words to that we probably don't have to look. So the repertoire, maybe, depending on how long ago we sang them, but the repertoire has just gotten so big that we don't have to do all of the same ones again. We get asked for Simple Prayer all the time, and we're kind of sick of singing it. Just because we've got new stuff that we like. Mary always gets asked for Room. We're doing those at the concert. So there's some things we do. Star and a Promise. Yeah. Some things that are, of course, Laura wrote them, and they should be out in the world for everybody to hear.
What does this mean to you as an artist and as a musician, as well as being a professional and parents and friends and all the other things that you do in the world? You know, Cara, you mentioned, you're still working on art, still making it a really important, vital part of your life. That sets an example for all of us.
Yes. I mean, to think that You know, had I not pursued finding a teaching job in Sioux Falls when I graduated later in life, I would have left something that has completely enriched my life time and time again, you know. And I think as a parent and as you get older, sometimes those things that are real special to you take a back seat because there are huge commitments involved in, you know, being an adult. And when you're able to keep those things that enrich your life, I think that it makes you a better person, a better able to give of yourself in the multiple ways that you're required to day after day.
Beth, what does this mean to you as an artist, this group?
Are you going to cry?
I might.
She's our crier.
I mean, I would ditto, you know, I would echo what Kara said. I mean, I think we were created to be creative and to share gifts. And I don't know that I would have another outlet. It's difficult as an adult to find, you know, places to sing, sort of maybe your church choir, you know, mm-hmm. or something like that. And so just to have an outlet to use that gift and share it is big.
Angelic's annual holiday concert is this Saturday, December 9th at the District in Sioux Falls. Social hour begins at 6:30. You can find tickets or CDs by contacting them on their Facebook page or calling 366-1525 for more information. You can also find South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter, @MomentSDPB. We leave you now this hour with a selection from Angelic called Why Me? We talk rural healthcare in South Dakota after a break for the news. Here's Angelic.